Save the Semantics, Hip Hop Discovery. We decided to listen to Soulja Boy doing a bit of a throwback almost a decade ago to his fourth album, I think. Or something like that. Third or fourth album. I looked at his discography, and he actually has a crap ton of other albums and mixtapes that I have never heard of. But
and who really gives a shit, to be honest?
I don't know, man. I'm sure he still has those few thousand fans. But we listened to The DeAndre Way, which was released in 2010. And it was kind of like a follow-up to more of his commercially successful albums that he had. His first being, you know, What's the song?
Cranked at,
yeah. And
Pretty Boy Swag.
Well, that one's in this song, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we decided to kind of follow up on this one because we kind of wanted to see how he kind of changed, not necessarily changed, but we wanted to see how he...
His evolution, I guess.
His evolution from, like, 3 years or something like that. So, I guess to give, like, some backstory, Soulja Boy, he was incredibly, he reached, like huge viral,
He was only 16 years old at the time when, when Crank Dad came out.
Really?
No, he was
16
or 17. Yeah,
he was young.
No, he was.
I didn't realize he was that young. That's crazy.
Uh-huh.
So yeah,
big thing back then.
If you go to his Wikipedia, you see that he had a lot of beef with just like a ton of rappers.
The infamous one with Ice-T over, you know, Ice-T saying he's shit, and then he was saying like, oh no, this is just the way it is now, sort of thing. Like, fuck you, old man, sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of interesting how he got into so much beef. And, like, he has, like...
Chris Brown and then the whole thing on 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of bad. I don't know, like, why he gets into beef. Because, like, he doesn't really... I don't know.
This seems like one of those things where... He was already fading away, so he was doing whatever he could to be in the limelight.
Like a publicity stunt, kind of?
B.O.B. It's the same thing.
Yeah, so, yeah.
B.O.B. was a little bit less extreme.
Yeah, just I don't know. I just think a little more dumb, maybe.
Well, but
we're not gonna get into that though.
Definitely lazy for sure.
Yeah, definitely lazy. So this was his as we mentioned, like third album, The DeAndre Way. It was not commercially successful. The only song that like charted, I believe, was Pretty Boy Swag, which is one of his more successful songs, and just kind of. It's not a good song. It's kind of indicative of the type of rapper he is.
He's very 2000 sound with that
very
ringtone with the ringtone rap.
Yeah, like we mentioned in the Jibs review, he definitely fits into that because you know, Crank That was 2007, so that was like right when the whole ringtone ringtone rap started to come about. So this was a few years after 2010, where it was like a lot of like pop rap. Albums were coming out and becoming more popular, but for him, this was not, like, commercially successful.
It only sold around 50,000 copies, and it didn't even chart that well in the United States as well.
Yeah, it was kind of a decline from his previous albums, where he was, in, like, the top, I don't know, 50 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, kind of, it was just kind of, like, we just were kind of interested in seeing, like, where he was headed with his career and stuff like that. And I haven't heard anything from him since then. And he talks in one of the songs where his success is going to span from the 2000s and beyond.
To 2018.
2018. Exactly 2018, which I thought was really funny. You never know. Soulja Boy can make a comeback in 2018.
He could be touring around the world big time.
Yeah, exactly.
By the end of this year.
He'll tour with like two songs. He's going to be one of those rappers, you know?
Yeah.
That's just known for only those
two
songs.
He's going to be touring with the Migos and Tyler.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably not. Most likely not. I think his kind of career has just kind of faded at this point. But we are here right now, so let's just get on with it. First song was First Day of School, talking about. Just kind of making a comparison where he's... It was not a good start, let's be honest.
I absolutely hated this song.
It was not a good start. This might have been, like, the worst song, which was good, in a sense, because, like, we were like, all right, okay, we're already acclimated to the rest of the album.
Because this is such a typical Soulja Boy outing that you don't expect anything less or more from him.
Yeah, repetitive lyrics, repetitive hook. Oh, yeah. One. The hook was pretty bad.
And like, the first day of school reference was that he dresses so well.
Yeah.
Like, it's the first day of school. Yeah. And then something about, else. And then just more pointless bragging.
Yeah, bragging and stuff like that.
I couldn't really understand
anything. I couldn't understand me either.
Because he was slurring and mumbling everything.
He was slurring a lot of it. And, like, I kind of alluded it in my writing that he was kind of doing, I don't know, it was kind of similar to the effect of, like, mumble rappers today, where they slur their words to the point where you can't really understand them.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of, it just wasn't, like, nice to listen to. Like, there's just nothing really there to really latch onto.
It's just 4 minutes of repetitive bullshit.
Yeah, and it's too long. It's like that. I just think, like, I feel like a lot of these, like, rappers,
no reason to go back to the song.
Yeah, yeah. No. It's just, like, you don't have to make it this long. It's just, you know, you're already getting to the point. That you don't have anything else to talk about. I just, I don't know, like, what the point of making it so long was. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was the first song.
The second song was Touchdown. Once again, it sounds very, very similar. The beat doesn't change. His flow doesn't change.
Yeah.
Slurs and mumbles everything again. Mm-hmm. And then he makes some kind of punchlines about, like, football. Like, you know, when he throws the ball or when he gets the money, it's like a touchdown.
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, this one, I don't know. This one wasn't pretty, it was pretty forgettable. Like, a lot of the songs on here are pretty forgettable because, like, they just sound so similar with one another. This is, like, an issue we have with a lot of the albums we listen to, is that, like, they just don't really change up, like, Soulja Boy doesn't change up his flow. The production is, like, incredibly, like,
it's similar. Incredibly, throughout. No, it's far below average.
It's, yeah, just, it sounds cheaply made, and also it just sounds, like, it just doesn't sound good at all. Like, it doesn't work well with his voice, and, like, I don't know, like, if you noticed it, but, like, I feel like on some of the songs, like, his voice sounds, like, quieter than the instrumental in some way.
I kind of noticed that.
Some of the songs, some of the later songs especially, where, like, the instrumentals get louder, but, like, it just feels like he just, it's just lazy, you know? Like, I feel like if you want to make a song, if you want to make it, like, sound somewhat compelling, you have to just, I don't know, audio but mixing and shit like that.
But obviously he's not willing to do that. And the other thing that I didn't really kind of realize until listening to this album, that this is the starting point for a lot of the mumble rappers of today.
Yeah.
And how Lil Pump is pretty much the new Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Yeah. Like, yeah. You'd agree with that,
too. Yeah, I'd say so. I think, like in a way, like, you know, how history kind of repeats itself in a way. And Lil Pump's probably gonna end up in a similar situation as Soulja Boy if he doesn't, like, change his, like, sound. Exactly. Or anything like that. And I don't think he is, right? Because similar. It's, like, kind of beat for beat, right? He started off young, too.
It's more trap beats, but he uses, like, more trap beats. Yeah. And you can kind of understand him a little better. But,
yeah. It's just, like, kind of...
He usually just repeats, like, one word or a few words over and over.
Yeah, similar to Soulja Boy, you know? It's just, like... And they both started at a young age, too, right? Like, and...
They both blew up quickly.
Yeah, blew up incredibly fast.
So far, Pump has stuck around.
Yeah, he's been successful. But it's only been, like, a year, you know? Soulja Boy has been kind of around.
He's already been signed by Warner, though.
Yeah. So. I don't know. We'll see. Like, if... Like, I don't know how long his career can actually last. And, like, right now, like, the sound is obviously, like, trap rap and mumble rap is, like, kind of, like, the dominating sound right now with Migos and all that kind of stuff. SoundCloud rap. Yeah. And so, I don't know, like, I think it's just kind of a phase, and eventually it's gonna go into something different.
Something even probably more lazier.
I don't know about that. I think this rap is pretty lazy, though. Like, there's just nothing.
No, he's easily one of the laziest rappers I've ever heard.
Soulja is, like, incredibly lazy. Like, he just doesn't, there's no, even when he tries on the other songs, there's just no, he doesn't, like, the ideas just don't really click. Like, he has an idea of what he wants to say, but he just doesn't have, like, he doesn't have the lyricism, for one, and he doesn't have the charisma to back that up, you know?
And what's even more pathetic as well is that when he tries to sing, it's so horrible that it's almost singing like you'd rather hear him rap.
Yeah, I would too. Like,
it's just a way to fill up time. That's the only reason why he sings on these songs.
Right.
Just so he can hit the 3-minute mark, the 2-minute mark, so it's
commercial. I just don't get, like, why he doesn't get more guest verses, because clearly he can. Like,
he's you read the thing, though, about how he was supposedly going to have all these big names, like, what was it, Snoop Dogg, Fat Joe?
Right,
but all he got was Trey Songz and 50.
That's true. So. He clearly, there was probably some, you know, behind the scenes
and there was issues. There was something with the record label, too.
Yeah, like, along with, like, you know, there's probably, the beef probably had something to do with it. Like, the fact that he had so much, like, I don't know.
With, like, 100 different people.
Exactly. So, like, that probably affected his, like, his work and, like, his work relationship with other people. But yeah, like, he cannot sing for a damn. Let's continue.
Hey Cutie.
Hey Cutie, is kind of like this sugar-coated pop rap song.
Where he tries just, like, slightly more than his other two songs. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, topically, it's just kind of whatever. He's just found, like, some girl that he was attracted to, talking about taking her around the world. And
stupid punchlines again.
Yeah, dumb punchlines. And it's just like, it's just so...
But what's the candlelight one that you were mentioning?
It was like, it was just kind of a dumb line. It was just like
you and I on fire
were like candlelight. Yeah, just kind of a dumb punchline, which is like throughout the
Here's another
album.
One. You so fine that you're a dime. Mm-hmm. I kind of thought in this one, he did like the singing thing that I mentioned. Kind of reminded me of like when Drake sings, but it's like a much lazier and shittier version of that. So.
He just does not give a shit. Like, that's just
Trey Songz. What do you think of Trey Songz?
Trey Songz was all right. Like, he had some dumb punchlines as well.
Yeah,
like,
you and your booty can come ride me away.
It's like, what? It's just kind of a ridiculous image.
Trey Songz is not the guy.
Yeah, I think he tried. And I'm sure he put some effort into it.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Compared to Soulja Boy.
Yeah, so I think, like, his point was kind of... It was like his part was a little more compelling, I guess. But just, like, the song is just not... It's just so sugar-coated and just, like, you know, candy kind of rap. It just doesn't... It just doesn't sound good at all, you know?
Mm-hmm. And number 4 was Speaker Going on Hammer, so... This one, again, is like every other one where the chorus starts and it just repeats over and over. So it's like one or two lines like get repeated for like a minute straight.
Go on Bammer Hammer or something like that.
Yeah, no, but remember how every one of these songs, it's like the chorus plays for the last minute of every song.
Too. Yeah, it's just, I don't get like what the point of like stretching out the song is, you know? Like, like I've always wondered, like, does making the song longer like help boost commercial success? Like, I don't understand that.
I thought the point of radio songs was like that they were like, the perfect length of like 2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah, like 3 minutes, right? But like, it's just, I guess, like, you don't have to play the entire chorus on radio. If he does get like a radio hit, like, I guess you can kind of just like fade out.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, there's, if you're gonna do that, what's the point of making it like 4.5 minutes, you know?
But of course, he had the line, they buy this album, but they want the their money back.
Right, which was...
It was in that song, and then plus there's the line about, like, you know, how, like Rick Ross, he has money like MC Hammer, which is ironic because MC Hammer is broke, and he's been made fun of for that as well.
Right, so. Yeah. I thought that was just kind of funny, where it's just like, it was like almost... I thought it was like, okay, he's almost self-aware. It's almost to the point where it's like, okay, he's like mentioning people that are like... That would just buy the album just for the sake of buying the album, you know?
But just because they're a fan.
I don't think he's that clever enough to kind of pull that like level of self-awareness off, you know?
Yeah. Even if he tried.
Yeah. No. I just think he needs to be just more, I don't know, just be more, just try. That's really the main thing, is just try and make some lines that actually kind of work, you know? Mm-hmm. Number 5 is Pretty Boy Swag, which is kind of his bigger songs.
This right here
is
my swag. Yeah. He sounds out of breath after every word he says.
This one was just, like, this song is, like, completely different from the rest of the songs on here. It's just, the way he sounds, it sounds just completely different. Like, he sound, like he said, sounds
out of breath. But it's not in a good way either,
so. No. I don't know what he was, like, it wasn't, like, he was trying to be, like, sexual, kind of, you know.
But remember how the beginning of the music video started out, like, with the horror music? Even though the scenario that was just, going on was not ominous. Horror at all.
Right, it was ominous.
And it was him weird. In a car picking up, like, a bag, and then it shows some girl posing for the camera.
Right.
Why is the horror music playing I don't know. In the background?
I don't know why he decided to present it that way. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's just, like, kind of like a... It's just a weird song. Like, I don't know how to describe it other than being...
And you have this line right here, in the club, I feel sexy, no homo,
right.
Shoddy, but my chest out, straight flexing.
What? I don't... What does that line mean? What does it mean?
What homo thing did he mention in it?
I don't understand what he's saying no homo for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't see any, like, slightly homosexual line.
I guess in his world... saying I feel sexy to anyone is homo.
Yeah, even if it is to like a woman.
Yeah,
he says no homo. Like if he's because he's referring.
I could see it working if he was with his homies and he said that, but like, to a girl it doesn't work.
Maybe because he's referring to himself, it's like, oh shit, I just called a man sexy, and by man I mean myself.
Yeah, so he's being homo to himself. He's being
homosexual to himself. I just think it's, like, a ridiculous idea. Mm. I don't know. But I this is the one song I would say, like, listen to it just because it's just such a weird song. And it's just kind of funny to listen to. And, yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of...
There's nothing really else
to say. I would just... Like, it's just kind of a weird time capsule to go back to and just listen to what was kind of, I guess, popular back in 2010. True. Just kind of something... Something to listen to if you're interested. Yeah.
The sixth song was the idiotically titled 30,100 million.
I don't know. He never even mentioned the number two.
I'm not even going to try to figure out what that even means or what he's referencing.
I don't know if he's referencing... He might be referencing, like, money, maybe? That's what I thought, but...
Okay, I'll try to dissect it. It could be, like, 30,000 homies and then he has $100 million.
Maybe. It could be. Or 130,000 guns, mm-hmm. 100 million.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Homies. And he starts out every line with word around town. And yeah, then,
that was incredibly annoying.
And then one of the lines was, word around town, my dick tastes like ribs. Yeah, so
I know, what does that mean? He has some questionable lines.
Within the context of the song, it sounds like he's with his homies, gets to the chorus, something about, it starts out with 30,000, 100 million, all my niggas go crazy in the building.
Right, so it sounds like he's with his crew or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So
are his homies telling him that?
Yeah.
So that sounds
it's just kind questionable. Of suspicious, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of, the chorus is annoying as hell. This might be one of the worst choruses.
That chorus repeated for the last minute or so. It was almost half the song, at least.
I know. It was ridiculous.
It's probably the laziest song.
He has a really bad habit of making his chorus like half of the song. I think it's just because like he's trying to do the pop thing, you know, where the chorus is half of the song. For a lot of pop music.
Even a lot of pop songs at least try to
put effort into it. But I think that's just kind of the formula he was going for. Just kind of another hit in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the one hit he got was Pretty Boy Swag, so got that going for him. Number seven was
Mean Mug and 50 Cent.
Mean Mug and with 50 Cent. This was okay. I thought this was like alright. I kind of liked the back and forth with 50 Cent because it was just kind of a different.
But 50 can really do anything to
He was alright. Like, he didn't
elevate the song.
No, he didn't elevate the song at all. It was a pretty standard song. But the different structure of it kind of kept it a little interesting. I think it could have been better, right? And I feel like if 50 Cent actually put a little bit of effort, he could have made it a little more compelling as well.
Well, with Soulja Boy, you can't even do it. Even if
he was okay. Like he wasn't like, he was not rapping anything significant, but there was kind of this there was a little camaraderie with 50 and
even if you got Soulja, like a top lyricist, he wouldn't fix it with Soulja
Boy. No, so. I don't think so. I think it's just part of his personality where he just can't really work well with other people. Mm-hmm. So this was the one song where I felt like there was something there, but they just did not capitalize on it.
Yeah, but we don't give points to songs that could have been. So
well, for Soulja Boy, I am giving some points.
All right, you do you then.
I don't know any, like, none of the other songs are like even half as compelling. You know, like there's nothing.
Well, wasn't there that one where there was that Esther Dean singing on one of the songs?
That's the last song, I'm pretty sure.
Well, it actually wasn't, because we skipped the last four songs. So.
Which one?
Well, after Grammy, there was like four other songs.
Oh, the deluxe edition. We didn't listen to the deluxe edition.
I kind of looked at the lyrics, and it's just the same. It's just more bragging.
That sounds about right. I don't think we're getting anything else from that deluxe edition. What's the next song? Number eight was Blowing Me Kisses. Okay, this is the one where I kind of had an issue with. I mean, I have issues throughout, but this song was pretty much exactly the same as the previous song.
You mean Mean Mug or a song before?
No, the song that was, hey, like, Hey Cutie. There was just, he repeated just like the same lines. Like, again, he was talking about taking a girl around the world and wifing her up. Like, that's just like the same idea. The same idea. Why do you need two songs talking about the same exact thing? Like, he's talking about, like, finding a girl, and it's like, oh, she's different than all these other bitches.
And he made a reference to his song "Kiss Me Through the Phone" with that where he actually says
lazy references,
the song title within this song.
Right. There's just like I don't. It's just so lazy. It's the same exact song, basically.
No, he's trying to like weave in all the other songs, so it's like he's trying to subvert your expectations.
He's not subverting any expectations, because he's just doing the same thing. Yeah. There's no expectations at all. It's just he doesn't. Like, just try something different, you know? Talk about something else other than the same fucking shit over and over again, you know? Just, like, you know, braggadocious and just kind of, you know, being a fucking womanizer and shit like that. It's just the same concept.
It's so corny and with no effort either.
Yeah, it's so corny. Just, like, once again, like a sugar-coated song with just like really no substance, you know, and there's and his singing was awful on this one. The singing on this
that's the entire awful. Album though, and it's everything.
But he's just like mentioning it, just bringing it back kind of into perspective. Number nine was Fly,
talking about how every year from 2010 to 2018 is gonna be his year. Yeah, he's gonna come back to the top.
Right, that was definitely the one that he was just talking about. That I thought was. Which I thought was kind
of
funny.
Well, it's beginning of 2018. He still has the opportunity to come back.
Still got 10 more months ahead, you know, so you never know.
Once that's up, then it's officially done.
Yeah, exactly. So, the chorus, this was the one where it was, like, incredibly long chorus, right?
Yeah, well,
hook was incredibly long.
Yeah.
It was just, I don't know, I don't know if it was this song or if it was, Blowing Me Kisses, but I'm pretty sure both choruses or hooks were just awful. But one of them,
was like his where singing. He was just talking the
entire
time.
Yeah, he was kind of like talking like over it. Like the song I felt like the song didn't start until like a minute and a half in, and you're already just out of it because he's just so boring, you know. Just the same stuff, just talking about being fly, being successful, and all that. I liked, the one thing I liked is kind of, like, the instrumental was kind of interesting. It was like an electronic-y kind of sound that was, a little different in comparison to every other, like, trap beat on this album. So, that's the one thing I felt like it had it going for.
I guess.
Other than that, not much else to say.
Well, the next song after that is Grammy, so I think this was the only decent song on the entire thing. Because it did have the Esther Dean, where it was inspirational singing, and it was the only song where he at least attempted to try to rap good.
Yeah, I feel like he did. He did put some effort into putting some bars down, and he didn't like sound like he was just completely out of it, you know. So I think there was something there, but just his lyricism was just not there at all.
Saying that he deserves a Grammy because he got a nomination for Crank Dat back in 2008.
That's insane.
And didn't win it.
Yeah.
And then he had that a really forced punchline saying, "Or land on Miami," which "or land on" is Orlando.
Right.
So it's like,
yeah,
my God, could you be any more lazier than coming up with a fucking punchline?
His lines, like, I felt like didn't really match up with like the, what was her name?
Esther Dean.
Her like singing as well, like what she was talking, like she was talking about like, oh, it's my chance to overcome and stuff like that. And I guess he's kind of talking about like deserving a Grammy, but like it just doesn't mesh well together at all.
And that song isn't even, none of his songs are compelling, so
no,
it doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly. I think, I don't know, I feel like because you don't deserve to get a Grammy just because you got one Grammy nod. Also,
and just because the song charted high.
Also, Grammys don't really matter. So.
The Grammys are so inconsistent about what they're looking for.
Yeah, it's just weird. Yeah, it's just weird that it got like nominated back in 2008. Like, I don't know if it's obviously popularity over quality.
Like the, most of the time, that's how the Grammys are anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, most of the time that's how the Grammys are. So, luckily, that was like a pretty short album. For
there were four other songs we could have listened to, but yeah,
I don't think we would have gotten anything significant out of those.
It would have just been a repetition of everything else.
Yeah, exactly. So, what would you say about this album? Favorite track, or
The Grammy one was my only kind of favorite song.
Yeah.
But other than that, this is the biggest piece of shit I've ever fucking heard.
It's not the worst thing ever.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's not.
Are you gonna tell me that Revival and Youth are better than this?
Yes, I would, actually.
No.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, well, tell me. Well, why then? Why are those two albums better than?
Better than this?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying this is the worst.
Vice versa. Sorry.
Oh, do I think this is better than? I don't think it's better than Youth. No.
Because what about Revival? What did I give
Youth? Like a 5, right?
I think you gave it like a 4. I gave it like a 3, but
okay. I'll bump it up to a 5 because it was just kind of average. But anyways, I would say for this, is like maybe a 3 for me.
A 3?
3. Yeah.
And I think you're being a little bit too generous there.
I feel it's not like offensive, you know. There's nothing offensive of this. I don't want, like, it's bad, obviously. Like this. There's nothing really on here that's worth going back to, but it's not, I don't think it's the most cringe-inducing album, because Eminem's album, it hurt to listen to.
That made me cringe, and I hated that.
That was too long, that was just too much. This is only 30 minutes long.
I suppose, because it's like with him, it's like you know what you're going to get.
You know what you're expecting, you know? Like, you don't. You know what you're expecting, and you also don't have really any expectations. You don't think he's going to go above and beyond, right?
I suppose.
Like, obvious, like, I, you know, I wasn't really expecting all that much, but I did want him to try a little more.
I thought with a title like that, with the DeAndre Way, yeah. Because that's his actual name,
yeah.
That he would at least try to be a little bit better, but we didn't get any of that.
Yeah, I wanted kind of like a serious side, but I don't. You know, it's just because the way, like, if you, generally when you have, like, an album title that's kind of, like, around your name or something like that, you go into more, like, introspective. And that's when the rapper does good. But, like, here, he doesn't do any of that. He just kind of sticks to the same old formula, same pop rap structure, and nothing really else for that. I liked the 50 Cent song a little bit, just a little bit. I think it was all right. I like it when like they do something kind of different. I do like the back and forth between like rappers, because I think that just kind of
I like when that happens too, but I just think in that song it doesn't really work because 50 is much better than Soulja.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like you're way up there, you know, right. Super good, and then you sink back down. So yeah. it's these clashing levels.
No, it definitely clashes. I think as a song, it's not the worst thing ever. I just think it just doesn't work well because, like you said, there's just differing levels of skill.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably going to do it for today.
Oh, I didn't even give my rating yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What would you say? Give it a rating about it.
I'm gonna bump up Revival to a 2.5, and I'll just give this a 2.
You're gonna give this a 2?
Okay. I was thinking of giving it like a 0 or a 1, but since it is Soulja Boy,
yeah,
you don't really expect
I give it a 3 based on the fact that, like I said, I didn't really have that much prior expectations. And there's nothing that I feel really like hurts. It doesn't physically hurt to listen to, you know? Like there's some moments where you're just like, oh, this is pretty bad. But nothing is, like, incredibly cringe-inducing.
I guess I would rather listen to this than a Revival.
Yeah, again, so. It's only 30 minutes, so I wouldn't recommend this, obviously.
I definitely would not either, but it's still a piece of shit.
You can listen to Pretty Boy Swag and enjoy it for the sake of it being, like, a piece of shit song. So that's that. Anyways, this was Hip Hop Discovery for Save the Semantics. I will see you guys next time.
Later.